So, so we're dealing with an important sugya. What we do on Wednesday mornings are just random sugyas and shas. So today is a very, very important sugya that comes up in so many different realms of our halachic life. Many of you are learning Masechet Megillah, or are planning on learning, or have learned it, and it comes up right already in the first Mishnah, possibly. But we'll see, there are so many daily occurrences that the halachic principle of Shomea Ka'una comes up, that it's important to define it and see both halachically and also just how it works. For example, one of the, you know, we're going to give around 10 to 11 examples, but one of the examples is the question that's asked is, let's say I'm making Kiddush and you're listening to my Kiddush, and then all of a sudden a baby starts crying and you don't hear a couple of the words. Are you allowed to quickly say those words from the Iker part of the Kiddush? I'm not talking about the Savrim or none. The Iker part of the Kiddush, you missed 5, 6, 7, 8 words. You now say quickly those 5, 6, 7, 8 words, and then catch up in our Yotzi, and then what you say, you fulfill your obligation. Does that work? And why not? Okay, that's number one. Number two, we're going to see every single day in Shmona Esrei. For many people, this question comes up. But let's start. You have a lot of sources in front of you. Let's start and see this principle of what works. And this is one of these classical chakiras that's going to help us. So the first Mishnah of Masechet Megillah says, Megillah Nikret. The Megillah is read on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th. Now less than anymore. Okay? Now, but if you look at the first Mishnah in Masechet Brachot, it says, Me'imatai Korin et Shema Barvit. One is in the language of read, and the other one is in a more, in the hoveh of reading. When do you read? Not, is it read in the nifal, in the passive? And already the Ritva asks, and others, other Achronim also ask this question also. The Tori Evan and the Svarim, that's in front of you also. The question comes, why is the one language Nikrit and one language Korin? So, for example, So the Turi Evan says on the bottom is the Baal Shagat Aryeh. He asked this question also. He says, Kashali Amai Lotana Kornita Megillah Bir Aleph. Kiditana the Kaman also, even within Masechet Megillah, it has a language of In Korinita Megillah. Just like the Gemara in Kiddushin says, there's Isha Niknet and Haish Mekadesh. So he gives an answer, and he says, "V'yesh lomar de minatayim lo tanahacha korin et ha-megillah, mishum de zmanim chalukim heim la'anashim mechulakim lebnei krachim ulebnei ayarot." Because we know the first Mishnah, Masechet Megillah, there are different times for different people that are reading the Megillah, for the people that are in the walled cities, and for the people that are in the villages, and zmanu shezeinu kozman shezeh, v'ena kol korin b'chol yamim alalu. It's not a true statement. Megillah is not Korin every single one of these days. Mishum hachi tana Megillah nikret. Dimikomakom kriyato b'chol hani yome b'anashim mechulakim. He wants to say that it's read, meaning it's read by different people at different times. That's why it's not, but it's not being read by the same person or the same people every single one of these days. It's not a true statement. Furthermore, he says, miyu yeshlomar, okay, the Svar Emet gives a different answer. Okay, after saying the same answer as the Tori Evan, she'ina korim b'chol azmanim shana achat. If in 1 year, it's not necessarily happening that it's therefore you can't say korim. Okay, and therefore again, it's also korim sounds like a language of chiyuv. says the Svarim in his second answer. Odiyesh lomar kevin she'ein chiyuv al hakfarim lahakdim. There's no chiyuv for them to be makdim liyom haknisa, to move up. They have a reshut to lahakdim. Therefore, you don't say korin, because korin is a language of chiyuv. However, the Ritva here gives a major, major different answer, which opens up our question. Because the Ritva says, you know why it says mikrit? It's not because that there are different time periods that people are reading. It's not because it's not happening all in the same year. It's not because of a chiyuv versus reshut, like the three answers we've seen in the Svarim and the Tori Eved. But rather, the Ritva says, Ha diktani, in the third source in front of you, Lishna the Megillah Nikrit, Velogtani Lishna the Korita Megillah, Kidiktani Hatam, Kornit Shema, Shimda Hacha, Kriya Achat She'echad Korev Kulam Bishmiya. By Kriyat Megillah, one person can read, and everybody listens. As opposed to by Kriyat Shema, She'kol Achad Mihem Chayav Likro, Ulishanim Bipiv. The in echad mihem motziam vafilu b'tzibur kidiita b'Yerushalmi. What does he say? He says now that, to use our terminology, the Mishnah is hinting to that there are going to be different times that you don't always say Shomea Ka'one. According to the Ritva, the reason why it says Megillah Nikrit in the passive is because by Kriyat Megillah, we apply this halachic principle called Shomea Ka'one, as opposed to Kriyat Shema. And he quotes from the Yerushalmi that says that by Kriyat Shema, each person, at least how he learns it, you can't say Shomea Ka'one. Yes?
But the chiyuv in both cases is on the individual too.
Correct. Chiyuv is on the individual. But what he says is, as opposed to Megillah, where when I listen to the Shliach Tzibor, I'm Yotze, and that's why the Mishnah goes out of its way, according to the Ritva, to say Megillah Nikrit. Okay? By what? By Kriyat Shema, it doesn't work. Meaning, if I wanted to just listen to the Shliach Tzibor and listen to what he says, I can't fulfill my obligation by hearing him. The question is, why not? Okay? So with this, I want to understand together with you why this might be true. Okay? So one level says the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down the halacha in the next piece, why Kriyat Shema is different. The truth is the Yerushalmi says it straight up, which we'll talk about also. The Shulchan Aruch at Siman Samach Aleph Sif Chavov says, Yeshino Akim Lekrob Kriyat Shema B'kol Ram. Yesh noagim likroto belachash. Hagam mikom makom yomer pasuk rishon b'korah. So there's different discussions about saying it out loud to help people with kavanah. However, on the halacha of Sif Chafav that says yesh noagim to say b'kol ram, the Magen Avraham says, why should a person not say b'kol ram? The in likroto b'koram. Why not? What's wrong with koram? Says the Magen Avraham, quoting Rabbi Nochai Gaon in the Rashba, Ula yiftach echar ashmiya velo yikra ba'atzma. Why would somebody? What's the inyan of saying it out loud or not aloud? There's a general issue when you're davening too loud. One level is you might come and interrupt other people. But here, by kriyat shema, right? There's an inyan to answer Amin yishmirama b'koram. Okay, and at the same time, it's l'orer kavana. Okay, but here explains the Magen Avraham that the two opinions might be based on what, whether there's what, whether there's a din of Shema Ka'ona by Kriyat Shema, because it says Yesh Omrim to likrotu b'achash, because we're afraid, as the Magen Avraham explains here, that people are what, going to be yiftach al shmiya, and they won't read it themselves. Okay? And what would be the reason? So the Eliyahu Rabba says, he quotes the tshuva of the Ram al Shakar, which was quoted over there. The machloket there, whether or not. He says, mitam, the mitzvah kriyat shma hi akriya v'lo ashmiya. There's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema to read and not to hear it. Tichtiv v'dibarta ba v'evi harbi poskim shepasvach. Meaning, you're listening. Why would Shemei HaKohanim not work, according to this? Because there's a specific mitzvah of reading it. V'dibarta ba. And Shmiya doesn't work. Now, just l'halacha, and then we'll talk about the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. He quotes what we just brought down about the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadol. But he says, Rov Achromim Sovrim Deyotze Bazeh, and it's even better than Hirhor, because Hirhor L'av Kedibor Dami, as opposed to Shomei HaKohanim, does work. So the question comes up again, what is this Machlokas? So the bottom line is, it seems to be you are Yotze. The question is, what is behind this machlokas of whether Shomei HaKohanim works? How does Shomei HaKohanim work? Before I explain this idea within Kriyat Shema, within Megillah, just one other machloket. Turn the page and I'll take your questions also. And then we'll see how much it applies everywhere. One of the major pieces is this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, which happens every single day in Sukkah Daf Lamed Chet. Okay? He says, Mikan Nilman. Actually, even before this machloket, what is the chakir? What does it mean, shomea ka'ona? Anytime you see that word ke, it's called the chaf ha-dimyon. It means listening is like answer. So how do we view that it's like answer? What are the two ways to formulate it that's brought down here? One way is what? By me listening, it's halachically, how do we view it? You're yotzei. One way is to say it's a din of what? My listening, there's like a pipeline, there's a channel to the person who's talking, and I'm michubar to, it's a mechanism, a halach mechanism that says what? I'm now connected to the person who's being motzi me. Okay? And therefore, whatever he's doing, I'm doing, therefore it's like, I'm not saying anything. Right? I'm quiet. But it's like, can't own it. I'm connected to whatever he's doing, I'm doing. But who's the active party there? The person who's been motzi me. What's the other way to formulate it? Other way to formulate it is that halachically, we view it, shomea, as ke'one mamash. Which is what? It's not ke, it's really one. Halachically, it's like I am speaking. Halachically, when I'm shomea, it's ke'one, we view it as it's a form of dibur. Okay? Ke'one, I view it halachically, you can't hear me, but it's as if I'm actually saying that I'm the active one. Okay? Those are the two sides, and this could explain a lot of different ideas. Okay? So for example, the simple pshat of Rashi and Tosfot. Rashi, where's a case where you're davening along Shemona Esrei, and what happens? Then the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha. What do you do? What do?
Stop.
We stop. Why do you stop?
Can't answer in the middle of Shemona Esrei.
So what do you have to do?
You stop
and you listen. What's that called?
Shemaya
Ka'oneh. Now do you see a problem though? What's the problem? Think of the two sides we just said. So, am I allowed to interrupt my Shemona Esrei? No. So now, what am I doing here? Shomei HaKohanim, am I allowed to knowing, let's say like this, let's say I'm catching up. Am I allowed to, the question comes, am I allowed to start my Shemona Esrei? Know that what? My Shemona Esrei is going to go longer and the Shliach Tzibur and I'm going to have to stop and use this mechanism of Shomei HaKohanim. Am I allowed to do that? L'chachila? Or that's terrible? You'd say yes because you know what the halacha is. But this is based on his machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, "In that what? V'chein l'mitpalalin b'tzibur. U'shliach tzibur. Omer kadish o yehei shmei rabba. Yishteku b'tfilatan v'yishmu b'kavana. V'harei heim ke'onim. And when they finish their Kedusha, the Shliach Tzibur, then you go back to your Shemona Esrei. And he quotes from the Baal Halachot Gedolot and Rav Yehudai Gaon. Rashi says, exactly like Mr. Horowitz said, what do? Stop. And listen. And it's not an interruption. Says Tosfot, after quoting Rashi, Vikashe, because the Gemara in Brachot and Chof Aleph Amabed says, Im yachol lahatchil viligmor, if I'm able to start my Shemoneh Esrei and finish it, ad shelo yagia shliach tzibor l'kedusha, then yitpalel. If I could what? Finish my Shemoneh Esrei before he not only starts his repetition, but even if he starts it, as long as I finish by kedusha, great. But v'im lav lo yitpalel. You wait. One second. Ask Tosfos, according to Rashi, why? Let me start davening. V'lamalon kulei hai. Yitpalel kibdarko. Ulechashiyagia sham yishtok. What's the big deal? Start my Shemoneh Esrei. A lot of people do this. And then, Shlech Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, and you stop. Ela vadai, says Tosfos, im hayashote, hayta shmiyato, hafsakat tfilato. What does Tosfos say? By stopping, what am I doing? It's an interruption. Why is it an interruption?
Why would it be an interruption?
Hold on.
You're stopping, and also, by listening, you're doing Kedusha.
Oh, so what am I doing? So one way to formulate the machloket between Rashi Tosfos is the Chakir we just said, is how do you view Shomea Ka'onet? Halachically, one could say that Rashi was saying, what is Shomea Ka'onet? Is it really halachic dibur? No, it's Shomea Ka'onet. So I'm mitzdarif to him, and therefore I haven't said anything. And then I continue on. That's Shitas Rashi, and that's what we do, the halacha ma'aseh. Tosfot, give me 1 second, Summer. Tosfot says what? Tosfot seems to say, how can you do that? It's a hefsek. Why? Because he views it halachically as dibur, and therefore I'm interrupting my Shemoneh Esrei.
Even if you don't, it's still an interruption.
Oh. Meaning?
Like even if you go by Rashi's view, it's still an interruption. You're still stopping.
Oh. So, what's interesting. So, what do you have to say? So Rav Soloveitchik explained it a little differently. Rav Soloveitchik said, so therefore according to Rashi, what do you have to say? What's considered an interruption? Is stopping considered an interruption according to Rashi? No. What's considered an interruption? Dibur! Right? Dibur is an interruption.
But it's not, but it's still...
And by Shomea Ka'one, according to Rashi, is it Dibur? No. It's not Dibur. Right? But according to Tosfot, in a little bit differently than what we just explained it. Tosfos says that what? Tosfos says, and I have it here, I quoted from you, from the Shirim of Rav Soloveitchik. He says, Mekeivan shemekaimim mitzvat kedusha b'shmiya, the etzem kiyum mitzvah. Right, this is a different way to explain it than I just explained it. The etzem kiyum mitzvah of kedusha is considered an interruption, according to Tosfos. Right, so we're explaining it. I'm going to explain a lot of different machlokas now based on the classical way of whether it's considered like halachic dibur or not. Rav Soloveitchik adds another layer of understanding also. And he says that it's not only dibur that would be an interruption, but Tosfos says not only dibur, but what? When you're fulfilling a different mitzvah, that in itself is an interruption. And he goes on to say one step further, to say that according to Tosfos, maybe this is a special din in Shemoneh Esrei. Because as much as in general we're supposed to be Shivitya Shem Lenegdi Tamim, but there's a special halachic status of what? By Shemoneh Esrei of being Amidah Lifnei HaMelech. And therefore, any other mitzvah, as much as Kedusha, you could say that Kedusha seems to be the same exact mitzvah, but how Rav Soloveitchik understood it, it's still different. It's not actual Amidah Lifnei HaMelech, it's a different category. It's special, it's important. Okay? But therefore, any kiyum mitzvah in the middle of that tefillah being amidah lifnei hamelech is an interruption. As opposed to Tosfos would say, halel, kriyat shema, everything else that we're going to talk about, the only, even Tosfos would agree that only dibur mamash is considered an interruption and not a kiyum mitzvah that comes ayyidei shmiyah. So we said till now, and then we're going to continue going, and I want to take questions, is we have two ways to understand this machloket so far. Okay, within Rashi and Tosfot, we're going to focus on the first way, But just Rav Soloveitchik had another beautiful way to explain it also. But the major chakir was saying, is Shomei Ka'ona considered aniya halachik dibur mamash? Or is it I'm yotze with the shliach tzibur? And we saw nafkamina here in halach l'maaseh, when I'm in the middle of Shmon Esrei, now he does kedusha, do I stop or do I continue? According to Rashi, I stop because it's not considered a halachik dibur. Versus according to Tosfot, no, it's a dibur, therefore it's a hefsek, you have to continue going on. And either try as much as possible to wait to start Shmon Esrei. We added from Rav Soloveitchik, it might be that this is something, according to Tosfot, that it's specific din in Shmon Esrei, that the Akiyu Mitzvah is considered a hefsek. Because Akiyu Mitzvah, when you're being Amidah Lefnei HaMelech of Shmon Esrei, a very special status of an intimate conversation that you're having, a dialogue with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? To be able to have any other key mitzvah is considered a hefsek, as opposed to other things. Only dibur itself, he would agree to Rashi, that dibur itself is the only vehicle of making a hefsek. But shmia, a key mitzvah, even a shmia wouldn't be an interruption. Okay, we're going to explain a lot of other things, but we have questions for a summary. Yeah.
Why don't you stop listening
if you're
in the middle of Asherah or something, anything?
What's the
point of saying
and
interrupting instead of just listening?
Okay, I understand. If, first of all, that's exactly the point. Meaning, you want to say if it's halachically considered a dibur, then even like in the middle of Asherah, when they get up to Kedusha, so again, first of all, if I'm in the middle of Asherah, I could. Meaning, there are certain times, so I don't fully understand your question. One more time.
Why don't you just listen at all times? Unless, like, if you're having anything else, why don't you just stop listening?
Because, again, there's a mitzvah of dibur. Now, this mechanism says it works to be considered like a halachic dibur, but doesn't mean that you should always rely on it.
So does that mean it would be better for you, like, reading Megillah on your own, or to blow the shofar on your own?
We're getting to it. We're going to get to the Megillah piece and all those things also. Yeah, Kevin.
So he goes back to the first page. He said, like, the reason why they're using Shabbat Megillah is because it's like the Shabbat that the Chiyuv is on each person to actually read, but it's not the same Chiyuv as Megillah.
Oh, so there. So what would we just say? So the Ritva, going back to the first page, which I was going to also, within the Chakira. So the Ritva had said, what is the reason why it says Megillah Nikrate versus by what? By Kriyat Shema, it says Vikori. So, as opposed to the Svat Emet and the Tori Evin, who gave other local answers within Megillah, that it's not the Chiyuv and Rishut, and not everyone's doing it at the same time. The Ritva had said, because there is no Shomea Ka'one by what? By Kriyat Shema. There's no Shomea Ka'one by Kriyat Shema. So we said, why is there no Shomea Ka'one by Kriyat Shema? Why would that be true? To the point that that's what we had said. It's then that's highlighted in the Achronim how they understand the two opinions in Simat Samachal for the Kriyat Shema. Yesh Omrim B'Kol Ram, Yesh Omrim B'Lachash. That's the machlok, is whether Shomei HaKavona actually works by Kriyat Shema. Meaning that is highlighted, this whole Chakira possibly might be highlighted within the language of the Mishnah straight out through the Halacha. Now, why would Kriyat Shema not work? So we gave a couple of different reasons. Number one is we saw brought down that it's a special. There's no shmiya doesn't work. I need v'dibar dabam. So question is what? That was one opinion brought down. But we can go now within what we learned and say why not? Shomeas Kohen should work by Kriyat Shema. Maybe if we say what? If we say that Shomea is what? Like Aniyah Mamash, it's like Dibur, like Rashi had explained. So then what? So then I should view that I've said my Kriyat Shema. If you understand, when you brought down in that first page, right, the opinion that's brought down in the Eliyahu Rabbah, that the reason is because the mitzvah is Kriya and not Shmiya. Okay? So it seems to me that they're, on a simple shot, what's going on is, do you view Shmiya as a Kriya or not? Exactly like we've been saying. right? Meaning, if you look at the Yerushalmi says, it's on the first page again, and this is what the Ritva had quoted. The Ritva quoted Kedi'ita b'Yerushalmi that lo mistava b'kriyat shema. It doesn't work by kriyat shema shemaya kamona. Why? Because you need she ko echad v'echad mishanim b'piv. You need every single person to do it yourself. So, so again, one could say that this machloket, whether kriyat shema works, shomea ka'oni, the two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, are dependent on our chakira. You could say shomea ka'oni works because it's as if I actually said the kriyat shema. Or you could say, and the other opinion says that, what? That it doesn't work because it's not like halachic dibur, but what? But I'm just being motzei. And here we have a din of that you have to say it. The Yerushalmi says that that everybody by Kriyat Shema, you have to say it yourself. I believe there is two other ways to explain it this within that realm. Because not everybody agrees to the Ritva with that beautiful deal called Nigila Nikrit. Meaning, you could very well be that I say that it's considered like Dibur also. But maybe there's something else going on. And for me to explain it, I want to go to one other piece. There's a question about the Birchas Kohanim. Do we say Shomea Ka'one by Birchas Kohanim or not? And that's on the next source in front of you. What he says, Masha Amar Chacham Echad. Right? There is even a story about it. There's a story by Rav Shlomo Kohen from Vilna. Was invited. Special kibbutz. He went to a certain city in Italy, in Elul. He was davening there in the Beit Knesset, the Sfaradim. And there, they even in Chutz La'aretz there, not like the Minog of Lita, they went up to Duchen every Shabbos, and he went up. All the Kohanim went to Duchen, and they gave him a special cover. What was the cover they gave him? Only he would make the bracha, right? And all the Kohanim that stood with him would be quiet and listen to him. Meaning, Shomei Kohanim. Does it work or not? Okay? And that kihilah sounds like that's what they did. So says the Beis HaLevi, does that work? Umasha amar chacham echad bibirkat kohanim, the kohen echad yachol umar birkat kohanim, ushare kohanim yishmu'u v'shomea ka'onim. And within this, they wanted to explain a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah Masechet Megillah that says the person who gets the maftir b'navi. It says, "Who pores al shema, v'hu nosei et kapav." What do you mean, "v'hu nosei et kapav," as opposed to everybody else? They said it's in the what's pshat? Every kohen is nosei kapav, but according to this, no. They wanted to give because it's a maftir. It used to be that the maftir, like now, there's also a lot of people don't like to do maftir. So you have to bribe people to do the maftir, right? So those days, they also had to give the cover. So they said, "We'll give you a cover. If you do maftir, I'll also let you be what? The Kohen. That's going to duchen." So that would only work if what happens now, if Shomei Kohen works. That's what the Beis HaLevi is saying. And especially with the case of Rav Kohen in Vilna. Ulefizeh Micha, to who Yomar Apsukim, Lotzi Shari Kohanim. The Beis HaLevi says this would beautifully work if Shomei Kohanim works by Birchat Kohanim. Says the Beis HaLevi, I got a big problem. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work Shomei Kohanim by Birchat Kohanim? Aval, Amnam Ikar Adavar Lo Nihira Klal, the Shomei Kohanim Shayach Rak B'Davar De'in Tzarech Bo'el Amira L'Chuda. He says, when does Shomei Kohanim work? It only works when all you need is pure Amira. Saying, but if there are other additional requirements, for example, by Birchat Kohanim, you need a din what's called Kol Ram. You have to say it out loud. Birchat Kohanim sarich Kol Ram ke Adam Amer Chaviro. You can't just whisper. As the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamaches says from the pasuk in Parshat Naso, Amor Lahem. There, Uvazel Lo Shayach Shomea Kohen. Tare Aniyato Shel Kohen Hashomea. Hare im nishma, ino nishma la'am. Because my aniyah, by me listening, nobody's hearing my listening. The best case scenario you could say, v'lo adif ha'koin ha'shomea, mi'imaya omer b'feirush b'pet, rak lacha shelo yatsa. Says the Beit HaLevi, even if you want to say shomea ka'onet, and you want to say it's considered a halachically like dibur, but guess what? It's not any better than me just saying it quietly and not being amor lahem. So it doesn't work by Berchat Kohanim, according to the Beis HaLevi. Chazon Ish disagrees. Chazon Ish in Siman Chavtet is not in front of you. The Chazon Ish says, in Siman Chavtet, Od Gimel, he says, Kevon She'inyan Shomea Ka'onim, Hu Hit Achdut HaShomea V'HaMashmiya. The Chazon Ish says, how does Shomea Ka'ona work? It's not like halachically we view it as your dibor, but what's going on? You're being mitzarev to the mashmiya. This guy with dibor, this guy with shmiya. So everything that I do, I am now connected to. I'm connected to the mashmiya. So as opposed to the Beit HaLevi, who says ein din shomea kohanim v'birchat kohanim because we need the special din of kol ram, explains the Chazon Ish mapiton. Whatever conditions of dibor is needed, I now am what? I'm mitzuraf, I am connected to the mashmiya. So it's as if I've done kol ram via the mashmiya. So this again is the machloket of whether Birchat Kohanim works. They view, the Chazon Ish views that Shomea Ka'onet is not like dibor mamash, but you're mitzarev to whatever the mashmiya does. And even if you need a special tanai called kol ram, great. So I'm mitzarev to him. Says the Beis HaLevi, Beis HaLevi himself understood it as it's considered like halachic dibur, ke'ania, but you can't say that I'm missing that element. If that's true, I believe you could say the same idea now when it comes to Kriyat Shema on two different ways. What do we say? Does Kriyat Shema work by Shomea Ka'onet? We saw how the Eliyahu Rabbah brought it down based on the Yerushalmi, that maybe it doesn't work. Why would Kriyat Shema not work? And that's why the language of the Mishnah is Korin Me'imatai, Korin et Shema Barvit. So why would it not work? Because, what did he say? V'dibarta ban. Right? There's no, right? There's a special din. Shmiya doesn't work. So he said V'dibarta ban. And the language of the Yerushalmi is everybody has to be Mishanim B'piv. So on a certain level, you could have said that it's exactly like the Amor Lahem. That there's this element, there's a different element of what? Of dibur that's needed. Not a regular shmiya. You need a special level of dibur. And that's not good enough. I wanted to say one other piece. What's that extra element that you have? The extra element similar to the Beit HaLevi is what's the kiyum mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? The kiyum mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. So therefore, I can't, by what? By me listening. And even if you want to say that I'm mitzarev to the other person, right? He can be for me mekabel alav malchut shamayim, right? It's a very personal piece. And maybe again, that's the dibar tabam, what he's hinting at, that there's a special level here, not only in dibor, but also within kabbalat malchut shamayim. That's why by kriyat shema we would say shomea kona doesn't work. Even if I want to say it's ke'aniyah mamash, even if I want to say that I am being lidaber, like Rashi had said, like the Beit HaLevi says, but my aniyah, it's not like I haven't said anything. Halachically, I've said something, but that's still not good enough. Why? Just like Birchat Kohanim, according to the Beit HaLevi, you need amor lahem. You need a special kol ram soto here. You need a special kabbalat ol malchut shamayim, and he can't be motzi me for that. Yeah, Cap. Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish siman chavtet ot gimel. Because how we explained it is that the Chazon Ish held that birchat kohanim, that shomea ka'onet is that you're mitzdarif to what? To the. To the Shliach Tzibur. There are many, many other cases that this comes up. For example, the cool piece, another cool piece, if you want to say it's the Chazon Ish L'Shitato. Chazon Ish L'Shitato In the same Chavtet, is a machloket. Is a machloket in the Gemara, where the machloket in the Gemara. This is not your sources, but I thought it was just really cool. When it's Chazon Ish l'shitato, there's a quick ma. There's a machloket in the Gemara Brachot and Chafum Bet whether women, what's the level of chiyuv that women have in Birkat Hamazon? The Oraisa of the Rabbanim. And the Gemara says, if it's the Oraita, if women are chayv the Oraita, they can be motzi others who have a level of the Oraita. If it's the Rabbanan, then they're not on the same halachic chiyuv, and they can't be motzi others. What's the suffix based on? Whether a woman's chayv, Birkat Hamazon, the Oraita, or the Rabbanan? So it's a machloket. Rashi says there in Brachot Chafum and Bet, women should be chayev in Doraita because it says v'chaltav savatav v'rachtav. And it's a mitzvah that says she'in hazman grama. Why would it be derabbanan? Because we say ala aretz atova asher natan lach, and women weren't given Eretz Yisrael. Or, right, that's what Rashi says. I benot slovcha, they're taking their chelek from their father. Says Tosfot, one second, Mr. Rashi. You want to say the reason why it would only be midrabanan is because they don't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, so then Kohanim and Levim also should also be midrabanan. Should ask the same question about Kohanim and Levim. They don't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. They should be motzi others in Birkat Hamazon also. We've never heard that before. Therefore, Tosfos says, Yesh Lomar, the reason is because in benching we say, Al Britcha Shechatamta Vivsarenu, Val Toratcha Shalimaritanu, and women are not included in Brit and not included in Torah. Says Tosfot, he concludes that the Gemara Memtet said, "Person who doesn't say Brit and Torah and Birkat Hamazon, you're not Yotzei your Chova." Therefore, the question of the Gemara is that since the women can't say Brit and Torah, maybe it's only Midrabanan, or maybe no, maybe since they're excluded from it, it's not their fault, and they're still Chayv and Doraita. What's the problem? The problem is there's a sheet of the Hagos Ashri that seems to mix things up. He says women are chayiv in Birkat Hamazon de'oraita, but they can't be motzi men because they're not in Brit and Torah. Why is that a mix-up of sheetot? Because the whole point of the Gemara says that if women are chayiv in Torah, then they can be motzi others. If they're chayiv only midrabanan, they can't be motzi others. This was the question of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says the chor tamua. Because the whole reason, if women are chayiv d'oraita, they should be able to motzi the others. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that for sure women are not chayiv in mentioning Brit and Torah, like Tosfos said. The question comes, as a result of women not being chayiv in the Brit and Torah, are they then putter from the whole Birkat Hamazon? Or do we say that what? They're chayiv to make levarech mina Torah without mentioning of the Brit. And therefore, we talked about the motzi others. So what does that mean? So the idea is, it could be that what happens, they're chayiv min haTorah. What are they chayiv in? Just the mentioning of Brit and Torah. So what should be done? The whole question of the Gemara is, then what they people, like in this case men, should say it themselves. The Arabim yomru Brit v'Torah la'atzma. And shar Birkat Hamazon, the rest of the Birkat Hamazon, the rest of the Birkat Hamazon, what's going to happen? Ushar Birkat Hamazon, they're going to be Yotzei through what? Through the Shmiah of the Nashim. Okay? So therefore, the Agot Ashri that says, Nashim Birkat Hamazon are Chayev De'oraita. There will be Chayev in HaTorah. And the issue of Ein Motziyat Et HaNashim Yidei Chovatam, what does that mean? Specifically in the words of Brit and Torah. Why? Because the fisha inam brita Torah, therefore you should say it themselves. So according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, listen to this unbelievable idea there. How does he understand what happens? Amazing. You have Birkat Hamazon. You then have women, right? How am I Yotze? Then let's say I'm an Amaritz. I don't know. I don't know how to do it. So women could be motzi me, assuming that it's no right, like the Agos Ashri said. So I can be Yotze with a lot of my Kriyat Shema. By what? Listening. But then what else is there? But then there is the six words of what? Also doing it with dibur. So what happens there? So I could what? I could have a tziruf between shmiyah and dibur to be yotze. According to Rabbi Kiva. Okay? Lefi Divrei Rabbi Akiva Eger, it sounds like that I can have half listening and half dibur work. Says the Chazon Ish, this is the Chazon Ish L'shita, so I says, I don't understand. The Gemara in Brachot, Daf Mem Vav Mem Aleph, says, Birkat HaMazon B'Bet V'Gimel, i.e., let's say I'm with three people, and each one of us only knows one bracha. So what happens? I have, Minat Torah, you have to have three brachot, Birkat HaMazon. The fourth one's Midrabanan. So what can you do? So I know Hazanat HaKol, Kaplan knows the second bracha, Davis knows the third bracha. So what happens? The first one I say and I'm motzi you. The second one, David's going to be motzi me. The third one, Kappa's going to be motzi me. Okay? And that's what the Gemara says. However, the Rif says, according to the Rif, let's say I don't know a whole bracha shlema, a chatzi bracha. I know a half of the first bracha. So can I say the first half of the bracha? And then what? Listen to the other half by you. Chazon Ish says no. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, it should work well. Why should it work well? What did Rabbi Akiva Eger just say? You could do half and half. Rabbi Akiva Eger just said you could do half and half. How can you do half and half? Again, Nashim Chayavot Birkat HaMazon Doraita. So therefore, I'm being Motzi Jen. I'm a woman. I'm being Motzi Jen. But for those things that you're not Chayav, how can we say the rest of your Birkat HaMazon? By saying the words, Brit and Torah, says the Chazon Ish. We see from the Gemara that half brachot don't work. It don't work. So what happens here? Again, it's the Chazon Ish, the Shitato. Why does a half bracha not work according to the Chazon Ish? Because the Chazon Ish says, how does Shemei Kohana work? Shemei Kohana works that it's not considered halachically like you're saying it, but rather what are you doing? You're listening to the other person. So by listening to the other person, what can't you do? So then you have two different mechanisms. You have Shmia and you have Dibur. Those two don't mesh. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, like we saw within Rashi, what did Rabbi Akiva Eger say? Right? He says that you could do it. Why could you mix it together? Because if I view it as what? Shmia, Shomea Ka'ona is not just listening, but it's actually what? Dibur. So in the case of the women who are saying the Birkat HaMazon and Jen is listening, when Jen is listening, is he actually saying also? According to Rashi, according to the Beis HaLevi, not according to the Chazon Ish, what is going on? You're actually halachically talking. So now when you actually now say the extra words in Birkat HaMazon of Brit and Torah, it works. Because it's all Dibur. It's not two separate mechanisms. So it's the Chazon Ish L'shitato who says, Ma pitom. Right? It's two separate things. Right? One is halachic. One is shmia. Right? And here, the other one is, you're saying those words. It's dibur, and that's why a chatzi bracha doesn't work. Why does a chatzi bracha not work? Because I said half the bracha, and I'm listening to the half the bracha. Dibur and shmia connected doesn't work. So that's why it's a really cool Chazon Ish, the shitato of how he understands shomea ka'one, there's a lot here, we're already late. But it also comes up all over the place. It comes up in Kriyat HaMegillah. Right now we're not Purim times, so we won't talk about it. Right? Comes up with a Summa getting an Aliyah. A person who's blind getting an Aliyah. Can he get an Aliyah? We say Shomei Kohen. But how does that work? If it's like an Aniyah Mamash, then I'm reading that Minachtav. If you say a Mitzarev to the Baal Koreh, just like an Am Haaretz is mitzdarif to the Baal Koreh, that's great. That's a major machlokas within the halacha of a summa, a blind person getting an aliyah. Again, based on this, chakira, there's the case in Megillah. There's also, it could be by Birkat HaMazon, it doesn't work either. It could very well be because v'chalta v'savata uveirachta. You're the one, you can't have Shemei Ka'on. Right? Yushalmi seems to say, and it's a machlokas supposed came again. Be very much connected that maybe that's like the Beit HaLevi. We have this extra level of chiyuv. So you'll see the same idea comes up by the Megillah. You say the Aseret Bnei Aman. Right? Nowadays, what do? Chazan stops. I don't know if you ever knew this. Chazan stops. And what happens? We all say it. B'neshima achat. Why do we say it? B'neshima achat. I shomei kohen. The answer is exactly like the Beit HaLevi said. Right, exactly. Right? That why would it not work? Because you just like by there you have the Kol Ram. We added by Kriyat Shema. We added now by Birkat HaMazon. Could it very well be by the Mishima Achat? He can't. It's not magic here. Even if I say it's Ke'aniyat, I'm not doing the Shema Achat. Therefore, that's why halachically we stop. The Chazan stops and everybody does that. Seret B'nei Aman B'nei Shema Achat. Because that won't work with Shema Kona. Right? According to the Chazan Ish, it would work. Right? The Chazan Ish would say everything that he did is I'm connected to him. Okay, so this machlokes reverberates in every realm of halachic life. Every single day. In Megillah. In Birchat Kohanim. You name it. It really comes up. And hopefully now, every time you see it, you'll think about ke. You'll understand, is it halachic or not? Is it like it or is it not like it? Meretz Hashem. So you go through the sources also. We're going down now, Meretz Hashem. Let's start. Ooh, it's late. Ha ha ha.